When I was pitching QI way back in the late 90s, I said, you know, anthropologists and Darwinists tell us that we're a kind of orangutan, really, with an improbably large brain. And so we have the same three drives as other primates, which are essentially food, sex and shelter. And the root idea of QI is that human beings have a fourth drive, curiosity, that no other species have. No other species, as far as we know, is concerned about stuff that doesn't directly affect their well-being and enough to eat and mating and so on. Porcupines don't look up at the night sky and wonder what all the sparkly bits are. People do that. Why we do, nobody knows.
Orangutans don't do train spotting and that kind of thing.
No, exactly. But, you know, wonderful though they are, this is a unique human quality. And our idea was that if people don't have their curiosity fed, they're sort of dying inside. I mean,
yes.
One of the worst things in life is to be bored, isn't it? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
And QI is one of our slogans is, you'll never be bored again. There is no excuse to be human and be bored, because everything, every leaf, every centipede, you know, every beetroot is fascinating. And that's what we do. And we read everything and we only write down the interesting bits. And so you get this extraordinary picture of the world, because it is an extraordinary place.
Is your head just now stuffed full of strange facts?
Absolutely stuffed full of them.
What are some of your favourites?
Well, one I particularly like is that 56% of British airline pilots admit to having fallen asleep on the job.
Well, that's scary.
And 29% say yes, they've woken up to find their co-pilot asleep beside them.
Thank God for autopilot, is all I can say.
Yeah, no, actually, of course, that's right. It tells you something about autopilots. Most of the plane is flown by autopilots, except for takeoff and landing. The interesting thing, though, is if people doubt any of these facts, or if they say, well, that can't be true, one interesting thing about QI books these days is it's connected online, so that if you go to our website, qi.com/1411, and it will come up with a search box, and you put the page number of the fact you're interested in into the search box, and up come all the sources on that page.
Oh.
So you can, there's like another 6 months background reading to all these facts. So you'll find out it's not just trivia, it's actually educational.
How many elves? I know, because you call everybody who works for you elves because they're busy looking everything up. You must have an awful lot of elves by now.
We have 6.5 elves. The other one's a leprechaun. but on staff, and then in series, we have about 4 more who we hire in for the duration of the show.
Okay.
Because we can't afford more all year round. I wish we could. I wish I could employ 500 people, and then we really could change the way everybody in the world thought and give people more fun. I mean, here's a great one. It's one of my favourites. 1 in 10 Americans think that HTML is a sexually transmitted disease. And how about Bruce Forsyth? Bruce Forsyth is 4 months older than sliced bread.
That is hilarious. Really? He probably is, actually.
There's,
yes, he probably is.
No, he definitely is.
He definitely is. That's brilliant.